Thank him. So many don't know him, but you know him. And that's why you came tonight. Appreciate him for your life. Some died and never knew him. But you know him. And you are still alive. Can you worship him? Can we give him the glory? Can we give him the glory? I am your own. I am your own. To the new Jesus, I am your own.
I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am your own.
I am your own.
I am your own.
Hey!
I am your own. Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am your own.
If you leave me now,
where will I go? If you leave me now, where would I stand, go? Jesus, 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 you are my anchor for life, oh. If you leave me now, where would I go? If you leave me now, where would I stand, go? Jesus, 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 you are my anchor for life,
oh.
If you leave me now, where would I go? If you leave me now, where will I stand, Lord? Jesus, 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 you are my anchor, for I go.
If you leave me
now, where will I go? If you leave me now, where will I stand, Lord? Jesus, 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 you are my anchor, for I go. If you leave me now, where would I stand, oh? Jesus, 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 you are my anchor for life, oh. I am your own. I am your own.
Till the day you will come,
Jesus, I am your own.
John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Beloved, this must be your testimony daily till we see him face to face. Are you hearing me? This testimony must not dry from your mouth. As what? As he is, so are we. Lift your two hands one more time. I say, Father, just to be like you is my only desire. Say, Jesus, to be like you. That's my only desire.
That's my only desire.
I want you to pray. I want you to pray.
Just to be like you.
You see, the more I look at the body of Christ, the more I know we have work. It's not confirmed, but a popular preacher called another popular preacher in this town. He said, what are you doing that I heard this so person has taken over my country? What are you doing? What are you doing? I will never mention their name to Jesus Christ. But you see, such things break my heart. And so that person he called now will now begin to strive and fight.
I will stay on discipleship till Jesus comes. I'm not leaving it.
There's work. Too much work. Too much. Even the people you think they are there, they need work. The level of unforgiveness in the body of Christ among ministers,
they will weep.
I'm not joking. Level is terrible.
It's sad. 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 And that's why I just made up my mind. I will stick to this thing. Even if it's not popular. Amen. I will stick to this matter of discipleship. Lift your hand. Say, Father, I want to be like Jesus.
I want to be like Jesus.
I want you to mean this prayer. It looks unpopular. I want to be like Jesus. In my soul, in my heart, in my motives, in my thinking,
help me to be like
in everything
Jesus.
I do, I want to be like Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, to be like you.
Help me, Jesus, to be like you.
To be like you.
Yes, Lord.
To be like you.
Yes, Lord.
To be like you. To be like you.
Yes, Lord.
Billy Graham lived for 99 years. Don't worry, just allow. Just, he lived for how long? 90. That's the highest we have looked at. And he didn't perform one miracle. The crowds that he pulled, no human being pulled. Nobody. And not one miracle. Not one sign, nothing. The day somebody got healed, he said, this is not, we don't do this kind of thing yet. That is, nobody prayed for him, he got healed. He said, we don't do this. He just pushed it aside and continued his preaching. 99 years, and he didn't die of sickness. Because he taught Jesus throughout. John 3:16 was his popular passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You saw it there. If you lose, how did he put it? If you lose wealth, you lost how many things? Nothing was lost. If you lose your health, you lose something. But if you lose character, all is lost. So what should we pursue on the earth? Wealth? Miracles? Signs? They will come as just additions. Pursue character. Pursue the life of God. I hope you know that miracles are his natural inhabitant. That is how he is. God, it's you that is calling this miracle. God doesn't call it miracle. You're not hearing what I'm talking about. When you say God did something and then the heavens opened, it's not called. You won't see miracle in Genesis chapter 1. Did you see anything called miracle? That is normal. When we carry his lifestyle, supernatural becomes normal. When we look like Christ. A young man that came on Sunday met me somewhere. He's here. He said he had quarrel with his mother, and that was his first time in church. And he has separated from her for a week. He said, but as the message was coming, the thing was hitting him. Do you know that he made came for altar call, ran to his mother after service to go and reconcile? Now, for me, if there was nothing else, oh my God. That they didn't know where he was, he took off from the house. To be like you. To be like you. To be like you. I want to be like Christ.
I started realizing that certain things you go through at times is still part of the formation process. I'm not joking. It's still part of what? He said he learned obedience by the things he did what? He suffered. So suffering was part of God's, you know, weapon of discipleship. And they'll say, no, you don't have anointing. You don't have power. No, you don't have grace. May God help this generation. Somebody's getting an encounter today. Billy Graham touched me too much. When they were talking about him today, I felt he was around. The man touched it. It was so practical. The greatest legacy one can pass to his children. And okay, let me say, because of you, you were not here. He had 5 children. How many grandchildren? 45 grandchildren. 16 or so. I don't know. 19 grandchildren. Can I have that list again? Where's that young man? Call it. This is the life I want to live. 99 years. He didn't die of sickness. Just becoming like Jesus. Don't waste my time. Quickly.
Five children. 19 grandchildren.
19 grandchildren.
41 great-grandchildren.
41 great-grandchildren.
And 6 great-great-grandchildren.
That's how to live. I want to prophesy over somebody's life. 50 years to come, if Jesus has not come, you will see your children's children's children.
Amen.
What kills men will not kill you.
Amen.
See, the more I listened to that thing he was saying, I just saw that it's Jesus Christ. Just be like him and see what will happen. I thank God that we have seen one man who didn't die of sickness. What's her name? Talk to me now. What's her name? Okay, Wigglesworth. No, Wigglesworth suffered sicknesses. Did you ever hear that? He had, what did they call that thing? He had kidney stones. This guy didn't have sickness. No sickness once. And yet he didn't perform one miracle. Which one do you prefer? To be bugu, or to have life that is giving life? Saving millions. Do you know what happens? In their meetings, healings take place, but they don't consider it. I'm not joking. The sick will be healed, blind, but their main focus is let the soul be saved. What is the use of raising a man that is dead after raising him from the dead? He went to marry a second wife and divorced his first wife. Shouldn't he remain dead? What I'm telling you people, it happened live. Evangelist Okuche. They pray for somebody that died. The person came back and then went and married the second wife. Was that miracle needed? It was not needed. Maybe that first death, he was already saved to go to heaven. You now brought him back and prepare him for hell. Please sit down. Hallelujah. Somebody say 17th day. We are making progress. 17 days. Now, let me just go through something quickly before I look at Jesus as I can. This morning I showed you clearly that at salvation what you have is the gift of what? Righteousness. That gift allows God to relate with you without any wrinkle. He doesn't see any blame on you. Hey. I'm talking to people here. Can you see me? Please concentrate. Don't time to play. When you have the gift of righteousness, you can stand before God without guilt. You are acceptable to the beloved. But God didn't stop at the gift of righteousness. He expects you to begin to produce the fruit of righteousness. Are you hearing me? Just like you have the gift of the Spirit, you also have the fruit of the Spirit. We have gift of the Spirit, we have the fruit of the Spirit. The gift of righteousness, you don't pay anything. You only believe in the finished work of Christ. But when it comes to the fruit, you walk it out. The Bible says, walk out your salvation. Can I get that scripture? Walk out your salvation with fear and what? And trembling. That's why they tell you that if you are saved, ever saved, it's a lie from the pit of hell. It's in Philippians. If you are saved, ever saved, is a lie from the pit of hell. Somebody say, I hear you. Philippians 2:21. Wherefore, my beloved, as they have, yes, helped me, as they have always obeyed. Now, what church? When? Are you guys with me at all? Not as when? You see, and this is what hypocrisy does to believers. You just see a tendency of people, if the pastor is around, if the man of God is around, they say, where everybody? But you see, if salvation has happened within, you don't need an outward thing to make you live holy. There are people, if you change where they are, their locations are, they will backslide. There's a place they are that there's a consciousness. And most times, what deceives people is ministry. Maybe you are a minister, maybe you are called to be. You discover you are careful. But if your salvation is from inside, anywhere you are, you live for God. Are you hearing me? I've been somewhere before that, honestly speaking, I didn't know anybody knew me. But I now understood the power of being sincerely saved. And I heard, Pastor! I thought, I said, wow. I've related with somebody who knows me through somebody. And I didn't know the person knew me. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? So suddenly, I'm not talking about my cutie's past from time back. So we're talking, and then immediately I started preaching. When I finished, and he now said, what's your name? I said, Pastor Oka. I said, I know you very well. Imagine I was toasting her in the car. You know, that kind of place, there's nobody there. Just do small toasting. Because some people, their righteousness changes with location. Something has not happened where? Inside. If it's inside, take you to America, you are still a Christian. Are you hearing me at all? You'll be shouting, hey, if possible, let them change this place. It's this campus that I'm in. The way they dress in this campus, no one but can lust. Stop that. It's not the campus. It's inside of you. Are you hearing me at all? So, there is a gift of righteousness that God imputes. Say impute. It is imputed. It is put into you because you believe. But there is also a requirement of the fruit, and that fruit is called holiness. The process of converting the gift into the fruit is called sanctification. This morning I did this. I won't go deeply. That act of converting what is what? The gift into what is fruits. That is, you are showing it life. And I said, the way God measures your fruit is by obedience. The level of obedience to God. Listen, the gift of righteousness came with an impute of the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me at all? That Holy Spirit within you will begin to instruct you. Every time you obey God, what have you just practiced? Holiness. Holiness is obeying God. I won't go there now. Please find the tape. But this evening, I want us to go further in looking at the life of Jesus. Jesus as a model of true holiness. Jesus as our model of true holiness. I have some scriptures and it's important we read them. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 21. Quickly. Jesus, our model of true holiness. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21. For even here unto were you also called, because Christ has what, church? Suffered for us. Leaving us, are we reading together? Leaving us what? An example. That you should follow how, church, in his steps. What are his steps? Can I hear everybody? Say it very loud. What is the steps that we should follow? Jesus did how many? I want you to read it. He did how many sin? No sin. I just feel that maybe I should be asking questions in this our discipleship class. Can somebody tell me why Jesus Christ did not commit sin? Anybody? If you are bold, I won't ask you. Any other person? Okay. Love for the Father. Okay. Any other person? Why Jesus? Let me ask people coming up. This one. Who else would want to say something? Yes. He came to give us standard. Okay. Now, if we say, come, young man, if we say you now, you did no sin, how will you feel? Will you be bold to take that? You will not be bold.
But if they say Jesus Christ did no sin, did you believe? The question is, why did he do no sin? And you are not bold about you doing no sin. You understand my question? Eh? You and Jesus, are you not the same? When I was dressing up, the Holy Ghost said I should ask questions. Say, ask them questions. You know that question I asked him now? He's not bold. Sit down. Any other person? Why we are so sure Jesus did no sin? Come. If I say this man did not do any sin, will you agree? They say no. What of Jesus? You agree? The question is why? Yes. Why did Jesus do no sin? And this man, you don't agree he did no sin. Of whose inside? Of Jesus, inside Jesus. This man is born again. He doesn't have it. It's a question I'm asking you. This man, Mr. Say, are you born again? Is the nature of God not inside him? You see? This man will preach now. He's going to be the one to preach. He has taken the message to another level. And I feel like sitting down. Praise God. You are going very far. What I wanted is that, forget his past life. He's not born again. Do you agree now? He's born again. So, now he's born again. This man has no sin. Do you agree? Jesus Christ. But you people said no before. You mean this guy doesn't commit sin? He doesn't commit sin. Oh my God. Does this man commit sin? Okay. See, come. This is interesting. Can you, Samson, stay without committing sin? Hey. Can you stay without committing sin? See that? As funny as that is, honestly speaking, if you are born again, you should stay without committing sin. But it's not what is there now. Are you hearing me? Why I ask that question is this. Every time Jesus is mentioned, we don't have a problem. But when the man is involved, we can excuse who? The man. Are you following me? And do you know why we do that? Something tells us that Jesus has a kind of nature that cannot sin. And I want to disapprove that thing today. The nature Jesus was born with is the same that you have after you are born again. Are you following my English? Wait, this question don't answer. How many of you, since you got saved, have not committed sin till today? Don't answer me. Because the truth is that everybody. But the problem is that you don't understand that this nature you have as a born-again Christian of this flesh and this blood is the same that who has. Do you believe? You see, my problem is that many of you, it's as if you know where I'm going. So you are going there before me. And you're shouting, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You see, it doesn't make it interesting. Because I want to show you something. There are people who don't believe that Jesus Christ is flesh and blood. Do you understand what I'm teaching people? And I will shock you what the Bible calls those people. They say they are the Antichrist. I'm not joking. See, that if you come anytime in your mind to say there is something higher God did when Christ came than he didn't do when you were born again, you have become the Antichrist. Jesus was human as human can be. Are you hearing me? Jesus felt like sleeping. Jesus felt tired. And then let me, yes, he was hungry.
Jesus can be angry. There's nothing. No difference. The only difference was that he didn't commit sin. If you don't believe that, you can't live holy. 1 John chapter 2. You can never live holy until you believe he came in the flesh. Second John chapter 1 verse 6. If you don't believe that Jesus came in the flesh, you will not live a holy life. When I was a Roman Catholic, I did not believe that you can live without sin. And to make my matter worse, there was a provision that was made in the Catholic Church where we go for confession every Saturday. So we were prepared for cleaning. We go and do what? Clean. And then we dirty again and what? Clean again and dirty again and clean again. Now, but one day I saw a scripture. The scripture said, God doesn't forgive somebody's sin who has not forsaken the sin. It's in the Bible. God does not forgive until you have what? Forsaken. So mere confession does not bring forgiveness until there's a what? A forsaken. If I have forsaken the day I went to meet the Reverend Father, I was not supposed to go back the next Saturday. But I went back because I did not forsake it. So it became a routine. Now many of us don't go to Reverend Father's again. Our Reverend Father is inside our room. In one corner of your bedroom. Where you have your own penance. Father, I have done it again. I have done it again. Have mercy. You know you are full of mercy. How long will you live like that? You masturbate and cry. You masturbate and cry. You masturbate. You will weep. Oh, then you go into 3 days dry fast. You will break it with masturbation again. Now listen. What you are doing to yourself is that you are disqualifying yourself. Number one, from the trust of God. God will never trust you. And God will never use you. I'm not joking. I don't care you speak in tongues. The requirement for use is not gifts. It's fruits. I'm not joking. Some of you think it's a gift God is waiting for you to carry to use you. No. It is not your gift he's looking for. It's your character, your nature. Why? He is the one that indwells you. Are you following me at all? So when you keep confessing one sin, you are delaying a blessedness of that future that God has given you. I talked to one young man today. When a Nazarite breaks his vow, the Bible said, all that he has had with God is canceled. So if it took 18 years to get to a level and then you broke it, you must begin again for another 18 years. If you're not careful, you'll be old. You'll be like Joshua. He said, so many things for you to do, but you are now old. You became old by virtue of lack of consecration. You kept breaking it. You kept breaking it. And are you hearing me at all? 3 John, is that the scripture I asked for? 3 John. Everybody look up. And this is what church? That we walk out, church. After his command. See, brethren, I love God, I love God, I love God. He said, what is love? That you walk after his commandment. Everything he has said. Listen, this is the commandment. That ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk where? In it. Verse 7. Some people now rose up and said the things that Jesus Christ said we should do, he deceived us. He had a higher nature we didn't have. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? He said, for many deceivers have entered into the world who confess not that who? That Jesus Christ is come how? He said he didn't come in the flesh. If Jesus did not tell one lie, it's because he did not come how? You are in the flesh. Fish can't do without water, and that is how flesh can't do without sin. Are you hearing me? You don't understand what I said. You understand? They said Jesus didn't come how? So that verse 6 can't happen. We can't walk in his command. The commands he's giving us is not possible because he didn't come how? In the flesh.
We that came in the flesh, we cannot but do what? Disobey. We have a weakness. The Bible says, whoever speaks like that is the who? Is the Antichrist. And that's a major matter I want to lay this evening. That Jesus Christ came flesh and blood. I beg you to believe me. The man that walked on that water, called Peter, was his nature changed before he walked on water. So you can also overcome sin with this body. It's not when you get to heaven you will not sin again. Listen, what you don't conquer yet, you know, there are some things they do. When a man dies, they say we should begin to pray for the man. Are you forgetting me? So that he will go to where? Heaven. Begin to pray for the man. How many of you, is that we are foolish people? Don't you know that everything that happens in the physical represents the spiritual? When last did you plant corn? And after you planted the corn, you started to do, you are becoming rice now. Kusia, rice. Rice in the name of Jesus. Rice. And then suddenly, that maize will turn to what? Rice. Oh. As a man dies, that is how he died. No prayer, no novena, nothing can change it. What waits for him is appointment with judgment. So nobody should deceive you that suddenly you now become holy in heaven. If you can't be holy on the earth, you are going to hell. Straight. Am I harsh? Am I? See, brethren, we cannot be deceiving ourselves. If you want to follow Jesus, follow him. If you don't want to follow him, be an unbeliever and full one. Scatter your life. Stop playing games. Those secret things you are committing, it will delay your life. But I'm giving you good news. Jesus overcame in this same body that you have. So you can also what? You can overcome. 1 John 3:8 or 9. He that is born of God overcometh the world. Why? He said the seed of God is in him. He cannot commit sin. He can't. Somebody say, I hear you. Something is happening right now. You will conquer sin. Can I have that scripture? 1 John 3, is it 9? Whosoever. Somebody say, whosoever. Read it loud. One, two, go. Should I remove this thing from the Bible? Don't let anybody tell you we are like fish in water. We can't do without it. It's a lie of the pit of hell. Don't believe that lie. There is no place in heaven you will change. You won't even have space there. Nothing unholy will go there. Your tenure on the earth is to prepare you for there. Are you hearing me? Tonight I see help coming to somebody. I see light coming for somebody. And that person is saying the amen louder than others. Hebrews 2 verse 6 to 14. Quickly. I've skipped a lot of scriptures, but let's just move. Hebrews 2 verse 6 to 14. While we are getting that scripture, write these two scriptures and read them on your own. Acts 13 verse 35 and Mark 1 24. Look at me, everybody. Your strongest power against the devil is not prayer. Please, I beg you. It's not prayer. It's not gift. It's not sacrifice that you give. It's holiness. I'm not joking. Satan knows that if you are holy, he can't handle you. That's why he keeps you in that sin. That's why he keeps you worldly. He knows you are a threat if you are holy. You know what the demons cried out? He said, what have we got to do with you, Jesus? We know you. You are the Holy One of God. What did they call him? The Holy One. Come on, see, hear me, believers. That's our title also. We must come to a point that they look at you as a Holy One. The Holy One of God. Think it's a high title? No. Let me shock you. Do you know that in the Old Testament, every article of worship is called holy? You're not hearing me. The lampstand is called holy lampstand. You're not hearing me now. Holy candles. Everything is holy. And that's why at a point when I was growing up in the Orthodox Church, I discovered everything is holy except the people. Holy communion, holy matrimony, holy... Are you here?
holy penance. Everything is holy except who? The people who are sinners. Yeah, the metal is holy. You are not holy. A cup is holy. Holy chalice. Yet you are not holy. God doesn't do that kind of thing. Are you for hearing me at all? He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what he said. Leviticus 11:44. Ye be ye holy, for I, your God, am holy. Hebrews 2 verse 6. Let's see that scripture. Tonight, we will see Jesus again. Isaiah saw the Lord, and he saw his unholiness. But did God leave him like that? He took a coal of fire, burned the lips. If not, he would have been stranded for life. There were great prophecies he needed to prophesy with that mouth. He might not allow it. When you commit sin, you block the flow of your spiritual, the things you carry. You will block the flow. It will come out. Gehazi carried the stick of a holy man. The stick died. Oh, people are not here. He deactivated the stick. So God, life as he held it, the thing died. Is that the scripture I asked for? But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is who, church? Talk to me. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou do what, church? Thou visitest him. Thou made him what? A little lower than Elohim. That what there's not normal angels. It's Elohim. Thou crownest him with what, church? With glory and honor. And thou set him how? Over the works of your hands. Verse 8. That is how man is supposed to be. Thou hast put how many, church? All things in subjection under his feet. For him that he put all in subjection under him, he left how many things? Nothing that is put under him. But now we see not yet all things put where? Under man. But see, we have a go before. But we see Jesus. Come on. I'm not hearing you. We do what? But we see Jesus. So the prophecy of man was fulfilled in who? In Jesus as the first model. Crown with glory, crown with beauty. But we see Jesus. Ever look. Who was made a what? A little lower than who? Elohim. Why? Now listen, church. And that's why I argue with certain people. They tell you, Mary is the mother of God. And I say, let's look at this thing very well. And I say, why do you say that? He said, because Jesus is God. Jesus is God. I agree. But please, answer this question. Can God die? You are not here at all. Are you thinking? Can God die? Can God die? Even when Christ was dying, what did he say? My Lord, my God, why have thou what? God didn't die with him on that cross. God the Father was still everywhere. He can't die. He's undiable. But for Jesus to, for him to even pay for, he had to become a man. Are you hearing me? So Jesus was fully a man and fully God. It's a mystery that you may not understand. But the one that died on the cross was a man. A man died. And when he resurrected from the cross, you know what they call him? He said, and the man Jesus sits at the right. They still call him man, even in heaven. Let's leave this thing. You are not ready for this one. They still call him man, even where? In heaven. Meaning that God had plan for man. In the government of heaven, man is supposed to be part of it. And if God the Father is holy, and the Spirit of God is holy, and Jesus is holy, man must be yours. Must be holy. Are you hearing me at all? Let's read that scripture. So, because of death, because of the suffering of death, that was why he was made lower than Elohim. He was crowned with glory and honor, that he, by what, church? By the grace of God, should do what? Test death for how many? Verse 10. For he became him for whom all things are, and by whom are all things, in bringing how many? Many sons unto glory. To make the captain of who? Of their salvation, perfect through suffering. Verse 11. Look now. For both he that sanctified, and they who are sanctified, they have become what? One. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them what? Brethren. See, He can't call you brother if two of you are not holy. There's something you have in relationship. Go to the next verse. I want to show you something. That's where I'm going to. Saying, I will declare their name unto my brethren. Where? In the midst of the church. Will I sing praise unto you? Verse 13. Where is the scripture that said he took upon him flesh? Okay, it's still in front. Again, I'll put my trust. Let's go. I think it's... Look at where I'm going to now. Everyone, look up. For as much as who? Are you here at all? Please, those of you at the back, are you here at all? Oluchi, are you here? What's the last thing I said? Are you here? For as much as then, as who? Who are the children? Me and you. Are partakers of what? He also himself likewise took part of the same. How else will I teach you people? So Jesus took part in what? Flesh and blood. And yet he was still what? So you and I have how many excuses? Are you hearing what I'm talking about? That foundation should be. See, I beg you, let it be in your heart. Jesus doesn't have an advantage over you. When you are born again, you are the same. The Bible calls us co-heirs with Christ. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Oh, are you hearing me at all? The title he bore is the Son of God. And once you get saved, what do you become? You are Son of God. Please, don't say he has an advantage. He's the same. But my assignment is to show you how he overcame. There are things involved that I want to show you now that Jesus practiced. Is somebody ready to hear them now? You guys are quiet now. Are you ready to hear them now? Hebrews 4 verse 15. Hebrews 4 verse 15. Quickly. Just put them down. The Bible says he was tempted in every way. Every way, like how? Like what, church? Like how? As we are. So Christ was tempted to say a lie. Oh, you don't like that part I'm teaching now. You're not hearing me now. You said no. Why are you reading Bible upside down? Why is Bible different? She said no. I said Christ was tempted. He said no. Look at the Bible now. I'm not the one that wrote the Bible. Look at the Bible. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with what? The feeling of our infirmities. But was in how many? What is all? Everyone. Look at you people. Why do you read Bible with a mind like this? Jesus was tempted to lie. Yes. I don't know if you talk anything. I don't have to teach this thing. You see, if you don't see Jesus that way, you won't escape. Temptation is not a sin. Somebody hearing me? It's not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted. That is, Satan was telling him, do this. Are you hearing me at all? Satan said, do this and escape. Huh? The temptation, what are you talking about? It's the major temptation. We'll read it now. On the mountain, what did they call it? His temptation. And I asked you, was he tempted? He said, no. What are you talking about? He was tempted. May God give you light. May God give you light. Every time I remember that he overcame, I can't fail. I remember he had flesh and blood. I can't fail. Are you hearing me now? See, it gives you energy. It gives you grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. The Bible said, he that knew no sin became sin. Write it down. John 8:46. I want that scripture quickly. John 8:46. That was the one he himself testified. Look up everybody. And I pray for somebody here. May you be sanctified. Look at, it's not a boast. He said, all of you here. Yeah. I hope you know his disciples were there that day. Oh, you are not with me again. Are you, please pay attention to me now. The disciples were there. They were there. They stayed with him in the house. Eh? They ate together. They slept together for 3.5 years. If Jesus made a statement and then he was living contrary, wouldn't they know? Talk to me now. You know that no matter how you love a man, if the man, he said, don't commit fornication. And then when you go to the back, he will corner one sister in the corner and commit it. And then come out and tell you, your grandfather's name is this, your grandfather's name. Even though you are mesmerized, something will be telling you, this is my master. This is my master. And let me tell you, the day he died, they will begin to tell everybody. We couldn't say it that time. He used to sleep and drink alcohol. How many of you have seen pastors like that?
Oh, good. You will see when, and then with time you will not be comfortable. If Jesus Christ did anything one day, the disciples will not be quiet. Is it Thomas? Thomas would have been started shouting. No. But you know what I'm telling you for this? There was not one day he went contrary to his teachings. Everything he taught, he did. He actually did it before he taught it. The things he began to do and teach. Are you hearing me? So, that day, he now stood. They were all there. Which of you here can convict me of sin? And everywhere was silent. Hey! You look at a man and you couldn't find one fault with the man. That's how I want to live. I don't know about you. That day, you can open your mouth and say, I remember one day, there's a preacher in this town. I will never call his name till Jesus comes. You know, I won't call. He will teach you. So, one pastor was me. I think he was touching a sister's breast or so. So, they went on Facebook and the sister reported. So, that one now came on stage and said, hey, I've forgotten the story. Is it, which pastor was that? It's a popular scandal. Eh? They, hey, it was a scandal. So, there was one in this town. I don't know who can go there. He went to Facebook. I started attacking the girl. Attacking the girl. Hey! Then one girl he molested saw the attack. He said, even you? It's finished. She wrote a paragraph. You forgot the day I went somewhere. You cornered me. He's a big pastor in this town. When I saw it, I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, those are half glasses, don't throw stones. For quiet. Amen. But I'm praying for you that you are young, you are growing. May you grow into Christ and come to a point that you can stand on the altar and say like Samuel, who have I defrauded in this place? Who have I collected this money? Which sister have I molested? If there's anyone, stand up. And that day Samuel spoke and nobody could stand up. How do I preach this message? Don't be carried away with funfair. Do you have Christ inside of you? Is Jesus the one living in your life? Don't, this shouting, screaming, let's stop it. Praise God. Can I say that scripture? I love my master Jesus. Which of you convinced me? Do you have a simple translation? Who can accuse me? Who can say I did wrong? He said the priest of this world did what, church? He comment. Bible man, I thought you would pick it up. You hang for there. The priest of this world did what? He comment and he found how many things? Nothing. Nothing. Satan can't find anything in my life. That shall be your portion. That shall be your life. Let me tell you, Satan will fear you if you enter that realm. You will cast out demons without fight. They see you coming, they take off. Holiness is a light, is a fire. Can we look at Jesus again and see his secret? Matthew chapter 4, everybody. Look at verse 2. What was the secret of Jesus that he lived above sin? And let me tell you the truth. Nobody should deceive you. There's no purgatory anywhere. You see, when I talk brutally like this, I'm sure there's somebody God wants to help. There is no purgatory anywhere. Don't deceive yourself and be living in sin and say, worse come to worse, we'll go purgatory. Worse, we'll go to purgatory. Then when I did there, all of now I have, when I pray for me, when I pray. You see, religion is bad. Religion is bad. If you don't know Jesus for yourself now, you can't know him in death. You can't know him in death. You cannot know him in death. The people even praying for you, they are not saved. I don't know the prayer they are praying. Anybody praying for the dead to be saved is not saved. Which prayer is he praying? You were on earth, he didn't preach to you. You didn't read this in your Bible that they said, let them even send somebody from the dead to go and preach to the people. God, he said, don't try it. He merely that,
Why didn't his brothers pray for him while he was in hell? You're not with me at all. The rich man that died, why did his brothers not pray for him? Instead, he was begging, go and help them not to come to where I am. All of us are together. Let them not pray for, they should change their life. It's laughter, but I pray you get the meat of what I'm doing. Because honestly speaking, it will be a waste of time to end up in hell. After all these things we have done. You did not enjoy the world, you didn't enjoy the Lord. What a useless life. Don't miss Sunday service. I'll be talking about the Laodicean church. They are neither here nor there. You are not in the world, you are not in the Lord. Go and then, I used to tell people, if you want to serve the devil, serve him how? Full time. Don't be taking one, don't be judging and taking a cup of glass. And smoke, what are you doing? Smoke like a madman. Smoke like a chimney. Put four cigars. You'll be hiding. They're coming. Why is he even burning? Serve the devil if you want to serve the devil. If you want to serve Jesus, serve him. May God give you light. I'm running up now. Matthew 4 from verse 2. Quickly. I show you the secret of Jesus. There are about 5 or 6. I pray I can finish it. And when he had fasted 40 days, write number 1 there. Fasting and praying. That's number 1. This flesh must be pomaled. You must keep beating this flesh to shape. Don't stay a week without fasting a day. I mean, for a day at least. Bring the flesh, subdue the flesh. That's what Paul said. He said, I bring my flesh under control so that when I preach to others, I will not be a what? A castaway. I bring my flesh under, and the only thing the flesh respects is fasting. If a man talks too much, put him on 2 days dry fast. Let him do. After 2 days, how are you? Fine. Okay, he will not answer you. You don't be done. It's okay. Nothing tempts him like fasting. Fast. And do what? Pray. He said, watch and pray lest you fall into what? Temptation. To be prayerless is to be prone to sin. You will be open to sin. I'm telling you. Spend time praying daily. Not once a week. Pray daily. But fasting, no problem. Once a week. But prayer, daily. It's like you are charging your spiritual strength. Because some people don't have spiritual strength. That's why they fall. Every small temptation, you fall. Every small wind, you fall. No. Pray. Let's go ahead. He was fasting 40 days and 40 nights. And he was afterwards hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these what? Stones to be made what? Bread. If I have the time, I would have said something there. But let me say something before I say the next one. Number 2, secret of Jesus is know who you are. Your identity, yes. Let your identity be clear. Hello? And you know who you are? You are a holy nation. What do I call you? No, don't add the royal priesthood. Just since we are teaching on holiness, you are what? Tell yourself you are a who? Do holy people touch defiled things? Let me say something to you. How many of you know that when the priest wears his cassock, especially at an Orthodox, there is a sense of change that happens to them? Eh? Even if they want to misbehave, there's a way they calm down. If they want to misbehave, they will move and drop it. Then they'll become normal. No, I'm just showing an example. That if you are conscious that you are wearing a spiritual garment of holiness, there are some things you can't touch. How many of you know, if you wear a white garment and you are moving, sorry, not white garment church, I mean, I just mean you wore a white cloth, please. And then you are just moving, and then you saw people come with palm oil. Come in, and they are shouting, we are mad. What do you do? But if you look like a mechanic who is already dirty and they are coming, what do? You join them in the fight. So the first thing God must do to you is to make you realize you are holy. Are you hearing me? By redemption, the seed of holiness is in you. You should not defile what you have.
Are you hearing me at all? It's a consciousness. Somebody say consciousness. I am holy. There are things I can't touch. There are places I can't go to. Because he said to Jesus, if you are who? The Son of God. Is he not the Son of God? Don't forget that a chapter before, God spoke. This is who? My beloved Son. I don't need the devil to prove to me that I'm God's Son. I am a son. Your identity should be clear. What? To you. And if you are very, and this is the third one now. If you are very powerful, go there. Stay with six sisters and nothing will happen to you. You are powerful. What a foolish idiot. Madman. Crazy. They want to kill you before your time. All these brothers that are just doing smess, man. We are holy. No sister can tempt us. I was in that your shoes before. I have posted. I said, none of you here can tempt me. Powerful. I'm not talking, though. Those days, when we enter, we didn't know that this thing is not by power. When we enter this thing, and you're coming like this, you want to shake us, a sister, Jezebel, there. I can't you. Who do you want to defy? I'm telling you the truth, you will fall like a pack of cards. They will step on your head. Praise God. Praise God, somebody. I just jumped something, but just write down. He said, do not tempt the Lord your God. Somebody said, be wise. Say, apply wisdom when you need to. There are temptations that doesn't need prayer. They need running. Now with a sister, she's doing you like this. And all your body is standing like a iroko tree. Instead of... You don't know the center from hell to finish your life. He says, Sonny. And you say, Kelly Kabalia to you. You don't touch. You are a dead man. You are finished. The Bible says, flee. Youthful lust. Flee. No, I'm just, no, see, even though we're laughing, there's time to use your head. Use your what? Hello, I'm feeling very lonely. I want you to pray for me, brother. Can we pray on the phone? No, it has to be physical prayer. You are dead. Dead. Tell a sister to go there and pray for her. Are you hearing me? You want to prove that you are anointed. Which anointed? He removed his shirt and left it with her and took off. While I was on campus, I had a very, very funny story. My time is gone, but I can share with you. May God give you wisdom. The guy is a prayer secretary in FCS. One sister was targeting her to kill him. And she really set the trap. I'm dying, I'm sick. Please rush, I'm dying, I'm sick. Immediately entered the room, she locked the door, dropped the key. Say, for weeks I've been dreaming of you today. He started begging the girl. Please, the girl said, if you talk, I will scream now. And they will think you want to rape me. So just do quietly and let's enjoy ourselves. Hey! He said, okay, just give me some time. He started talking to God. God, what do I do? What do I do? God said, tell her you have not eaten since yesterday. And that if you try it, you will die. He now looked at her and said, Kai, I like you. I am interested. Let me go and eat food and come back. It's as if the Holy Ghost helped him. And the girl believed. When the door opened. Lift your right hand, every young man here. I prophesy over your life. You will not be trapped by any Jezebel. Your hair will not be cut by Jezebel. It will not be cut by Delilah. In the name of Jesus, I release wisdom to be holy. In Jesus' name. And many of you are careless. You can sense the sister, but you'll still be playing along like a fool. When you break your vow once, it may take 10 years to come back. I'm telling you the truth. One fornication can take you 10 years to come back. One. Somebody say wisdom. Now let's look at the first part. The Bible says, Jesus said, man shall not live by what?
bread alone, but by what? By the word of God. Write number, is it number three or number four? Anything it is, write it. The word, the revelation of the word. It can keep you from any temptation. How do I know? Many scriptures. I may not read all. Psalm 119 verse 11. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I will do what, church? I will not sin against you. Be loaded with word. Have word to speak. That's it here. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 says, the seed of God is in him. Luke 8:11 says, that seed is the word of God. Be quoting it as I'm going because of time. Psalm 119 verse 104. Psalm 119 verse 104. How can a young man keep his way pure? Is that not the scripture? Psalm 119, 104. Let's move, leave this one. Psalm 119, 104. Psalm 119, 104. Shalabalabala. Okay, I think that's not it, but okay, okay, okay. That should be 9. Give me verse 9 first. Give me verse 9. Give me verse 9. Give me verse 9. Quickly, quickly, quickly. How can a young man, wherewith shall a who? A young man cleanse what? His ways. How? By taking heed thereto. To what? Now let me give you a counsel. Don't leave your house without loading at least 3-4 chapters of the Bible. Are you hearing me? It is to weigh off this matter of sin. There is this aspect of reading the Bible which is not meditation, which has nothing to do with Rema. It is to wash. Somebody say wash. It's a cleansing. It's a cleansing. It's a cleansing. Maybe there were thoughts already generating. You know, when you load 10 chapters, the thoughts will go. One young man said he had masturbation problem. I kept him on 40 days chapter, 40 days a day. Therapy. Someone say therapy. You know, we are all doctors. We have doctors there. I wrote him a prescription to deal with masturbation. I said 40 days a day for 1 month. I'm not joking, it ended. There are 40 chapters. 40 chapters a day for 1 month. The urge will die. It will die. Because what is controlling you is from the mind. It's from the mind. And the word goes to the mind and fills the mind up. And kills that devil that is trying to cut your life short. Somebody say, I hear you. Psalm 119 verse 104, quickly. Psalm 119, 104. Then Psalm 119, 2 to 3. Just write it because of time. John 17:17. Sanctify them with what? By your word. Your word is what? Is truth. Sanctify them by your truth. Or how did they put it? Sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. That is John 17:17. Yes, quickly. Then number three. He took him to a very and he said to him, see the beauty. Do what? Bow down and what? And worship me, and I will give you. Write this down. Avoid cheap ways into glory. Yes. Avoid cheap ways. Or avoid shortcuts. That's the word. Avoid shortcuts to glory. You are in the office. And because of your desire for promotion, you don't want to pass through hard work and process. Your boss says, sleep with me. I will give you what? The promotion. And because you are not ready to pass through process, you want a cheap way. And that cheap way is actually a destruction. Because if he asks you once, when you get promoted, you will maintain the promotion with what? With the same. Yes. You will maintain it. That's why one lie can multiply to 50 lies. If you tell one lie to move forward, you must tell many other lies. Oh. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Avoid the cheap way. There's a job coming up. They say the person must be below this age. Don't go and reduce your age. You are looking for a shortcut. It will cut short your life. What did I say? Shortcuts will cut short your life. Be careful of shortcuts. Jesus was offering, Satan told Jesus, just bow. You know what he was telling him? Look at me, everybody. What did the Bible say? For the glory that was what? Oh, you guys are not with me this evening. The glory that was set before him, what did he do? So it means that to get to glory, God's way, you must pass through, yes, the cross. Satan said, avoid the cross. Just give me 5 minutes sexual pleasure. I give you. You're not here at all. You're not here at all. Are you getting what I'm saying? Just what he told him, he said, what he's not saying that you should bow just for a moment. Don't like this for me. That's what he said. Just do a little bowing.
Don't you see yourself temptation? Say just a little. Just a little. Just a little.
That spirit of compromise is killed. And listen, anything that doesn't go through the cross will not last. If it doesn't pass where? Through the cross. You know why? The cross prepares you to be able to stay in that thing for long. Any glory God is preparing you for, he must pass you through where? The cross. Are you hearing me at all? It is what keeps you in it. If it's financial blessing, you must pass through where? The cross. That's why most kingdom financial blessings come by sacrifice. Are you hearing me now? That sacrifice, you have died to yourself. And then God can be free to bless you on billions, and he knows that it will not be your own. Because yourself died where? On the cross. Did you not notice that it was Elisha's dead body that raised the dead? When he was on earth, he couldn't do that kind of thing. But when the cross had killed him, there was no competition with God. There was no self. Is somebody hearing me? So put it down quickly in this way before I close now. I still have three or four more, but just put it down. He overcame the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of where? Of life. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Is that pride of life that I said, don't dodge process. Then let's go to two more points that will help us. Do not avoid suffering. If you need to pass through suffering, don't run from suffering. There are sufferings that is not demonic. There are sufferings that God will allow just to prove a point that you love him. Are you hearing me at all? Yesterday I taught them, I said, the disciples were flogged and they were rejoicing that they could suffer for the Christ. So God will allow some suffering. Look at Hebrews 5:8. He said, Jesus learned obedience. How, church? By the things he did what? He suffered. Quickly, because of our time. Love for righteousness. And love and hatred for sin. Psalm 45 verse 7. Psalm 45 verse 7. Alright. Let's begin to tie it up. Instruments of sanctification. Very clear. It was in his life. It must be in your life. The first one is grace. Somebody say grace. Oh, I'm not hearing you. Say grace. Jude 1:1. Abundance of grace. If you are struggling with any habit in your life, look for grace. Look for what? Let me explain this to you. There is a level of grace that will come, and that habit will die. You will know where it died. I'm not joking. The taste will die. But you know, God doesn't give grace to the proud. Are you here? Are you here at all? Don't live in sin and pretend to be holy. You will never find grace. He gives grace to who? When you fall, don't come here and be doing kapata and make. Don't do that. Don't do that. Make it clear. If it's not your pastor, maybe one of the leaders, tell them. Do what? I am still living like this way. Don't hide it and use worship song to cover it. You will not find grace. And it will not be long. A lady was committing what they call that thing that girl and girl do together. Lesbianism. She was the prayer secretary in BUK. Yes. And she can pray. And she can see vision. Yes. So one day, it was clear that something was wrong. One day, so a preacher came to church. A preacher said, there's a leader here. You are living in this sin. Come out. And that all of us, our eyes, hands were in worship, you know. So maybe we don't open small eyes and see who. She should have squeezed out. She refused. The man now said, rugged man, that anointing must work again in Jesus' name. He said, wherever she is now, Holy Ghost, look at her now. Look at her now. Look at her now. Hey! Now we see our prayer secretary. They didn't tell me anything. No. I was in that meeting. From the back, she started rolling like a snake. When you don't look for grace, you will get disgrace. If you lie down here, one day you'll be disgraced. You will commit sin, hide it, and then you say your pastor is not prophetic. He cannot tell. You know, Pastor Kai is a disciple. He doesn't see anything.
Don't worry. It is in your high place that will shame you. I tell you one more story. Masturbation. The boy kept doing it, hiding, doing it. And he goes to a big church. I won't call the name. Big church. You call three churches, is there. He goes about the campus with bell. He'll be ringing, "Give your life to Christ." And he was still masturbating. "Give your life to Christ." So when God got tired, one day, he was in a library. And you know, you see, if you want to be disgraced, they used to arrange the disgrace. If it was a sister, a fellow sister, he tried it on. The sister can cover it. It was a Muslim with hijab. Put me now. I was there. She was sitting here. He was sitting here. Then the devil came. She carried his hand and put under the seat and started going for her pants. And the girl heard it. "Where you? Where you?" And then the security people ran. I'm not joking, no. This is a boy that has challenged Tunde Bakari while he was preaching. Tunde Bakari was preaching. He stood up. "Who are you, sir, to speak that way?" "Yes." And then, because I know him one-on-one. I don't know why Mercy didn't find that boy. Because he told me his story. He said, "There are days I do 3 days drive faster." After the drive, I was in postgraduate. He was in 200 or 300 level. He said, "After 3 days drive, when I want to drink water, it's not water I drink, I will masturbate again." His masturbation I use in breaking my fast. But it was too late. You will not be disgraced. Don't hide that thing. Expose it and look for help. Somebody say, "Why did I come to church today?" Because God wants to have mercy on your life. You can't escape. God wants to have what? Mercy on your life. Somebody say grace. Did I see the Jude? Let me begin to round up. Did I see the Jude? Everybody look up. Oh, this is not the scripture. Maybe I missed it. What happened? I missed that scripture. Let me see the... Okay, show me please. Show me the scripture. Okay, it's 9. Okay, just wait. No. Show me the first scripture. Show me the first one. Number, verse 1 now. Can I have verse 1? Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are what? Sanctified, okay? By God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, verse 2. Okay? Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. I think I missed that scripture. Praise God. But abundance of grace is what helps you to escape. He said, by grace, I think Titus 2:11, he said, by grace do we say what? No to what? Ungodliness. So that we can live holy lives. Is that the scripture? Titus 2, I think 11 or so. Is that it? Okay. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. What does it do? Quickly. That grace teaches us. What are you doing, sir? What are you doing? I was still in verse 12. Teaching us that what? Church, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live. If you have NIV, he said, grace makes us to say no. I think it's NIV that uses it that way. Grace makes us to say no. You can overcome sin by grace. Can I hear an amen to that? Then write this quickly as I close. The Holy Spirit indwelling in you. Romans chapter 5 verse 16. The Holy Spirit indwelling in a man is a key, is a tool for sanctification. It's a tool for sanctification. Why are my scriptures messed up like this? Okay, just leave them. Just leave them. I think I have some little mess up here and there. But that's okay. Now, finally, be eternity conscious. That's the last one. Be what? Eternity conscious. He said, they that have this hope, they do what? They purify themselves. If your goal is heaven, you can't condone with sin anymore. If your goal is to make heaven, you cannot compromise. 1 John 3:3, what does it have there? 1 John 3:3. Let's see that scripture. Yes. Can we read it together, everybody? This is the last thing I'll share with us and we'll close. And let's go. Want to go? Are you part of that, every man? Let's start from verse 2. Maybe to give you a perspective of what he's saying. Oh, beautiful. Beloved, now are we who? The sons of God. And it does not appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him how? As he is. Then look at the condition. And every man that what? That had this hope where? In him. What does he do? He purified himself even as he is pure. How many of you saw a scripture that said, only the pure shall see God? Rise to your feet. Were you blessed at all?
Yes, sir.
Oh, only Regina was blessed.
Yes,
may the blessing multiply in those lives.
Yes,
lift your two hands in 1 minute and tell yourself, I'm tired of saying I'm born again. I want to live holy. Born again is just the beginning stage. He said, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Open your mouth. I have the gift of righteousness, not enough. I am saved, not enough. I want to live holy. I want to live a pure life.
Yes, Lord.
If your neighbor is not praying, don't mind him
praying.
I want to live a pure life. I want to live a holy life. I want to live a pure life.
I
want to live a pure life.
I
want to live a pure life. I want to live a pure life. I want to live a pure life.
I want to live a pure life. I want to live a pure life.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I will not make altar calls tonight. I want everybody to cry out to God. But after this service, if you are engaged in secret sins that you are struggling with, you need help, the first thing to do is to open up. You should do what? If you don't open up, you won't find grace. That's the church. That's how I grew. We're in a meeting that will be like this. And then somebody will raise his hand. Lies, lies, lies. I lie a lot. The conviction level has died. Whereby is even a liar that is prophesying in our midst. Because no conviction, no fear of God. Lift your hands. Who is the person walking out? I don't think it's the best time to walk out. Who is the person? It's not the time to walk out. That thing pushing you is not Jesus. It's not God. It's not yet. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Say, Father.
Father.
Say it very loud. Say, Father.
Father.
I ask.
I ask.
For the touch.
For the touch.
Of your coal of fire.
Of your coal of fire.
On this matter in my life.
On this matter.
Sanctify me, Lord.
Sanctify me, Lord.
Open your mouth and pray.
Touch my tongue.
Touch my tongue. Touch my life. Touch my thoughts.
Deal with covetousness, love of money.
Any sign
of sexual immorality,
of lust,
of ego,
of pride,
of lies.
I don't know any other one. But say, Father. Anything in my life.
That does not look like Jesus.
Let your fire of purity.
Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Amen. It was Uncle Willie's wife that taught this scripture I want to show you. We just read it. 1 John 3, verse 2. She made a statement. She said, if you are waiting for when he will appear that time to be transformed, he said it may be late. I've never read it that way before. So there are people on earth who must see Jesus so that their life can be pure. Look at, give me that scripture. I hope you know that Isaiah was not changed till he saw who. Talk to me now. The year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And the first, you know, when you see the Lord, if you come, I will know. Because one of the signs of seeing the Lord is that you will see him in his holiness. I'm not talking, no. Anytime a man sees the Lord, you will see your emptiness. Not this one, you're just making noise. Jesus appeared to me yesterday. Jesus appeared to you. No. You can't see Jesus and still be anyhow.
Jesus. It's your own Jesus that's making you just be proud. Jesus, he will humble you. You can't talk. Some persons who saw, there's one encounter somebody had that he shared. He said he didn't even talk to him, but he could hear him. The light was too blazing to look. Not this time they are drawing picture for you, putting somebody with white and this. Forget those people. They didn't see anything. See what the Bible says will happen if you see him. When he shall appear, what will happen? We shall be like him. For we shall what? We shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. Lift your hands one more time. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. So I can live your days. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you. One more time. I want to see your face. Want to know your ways. Want to touch your grace. Can live your days. I want to see you just the way you are.
Just the way you are.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
If we sing it two more times, I don't think it's wrong. Come on, tell him one more time. I want to see your face.
I want to see your face.
I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace.
I want to touch your grace.
So I can live your days.
So I can live your days.
I want to
see
you. Just the way you are.
Just the way you are.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
One more time. Let it come from a heart that is hungry for change. Hey.
I want
to see your face. I want to know your ways.
I want to know your ways.
I want to touch your grace.
I want to touch your grace.
So I can live your days.
So I can live your days.
Hey,
hey.
I want to see you.
Just the way you are. I want to see you.
I've seen him face to face. Let's take that song one more time. Shalom.
We can now see
to no more veil,
no more limitations. We can now see Jesus face to face. No more veil, no more. We can now see Jesus face to face. No more veil, no more limitations. I can now see Jesus face to face.
Face to face.
Face to face.
Face to face.
Face to face. I can now see Jesus face to face.
Face to face.
Face to face. Face to face, I can now see Jesus face to face.
Face to face.
Face to face. I can now see Jesus face to face.
I have one goal in life that is burning in my heart. That I will come to a point in my life when men will look at me and say, we see Jesus. That's my goal. They will look and say, we do what? We can see Jesus. That Jesus you are calling to appear, that men will look at you and say, we see Jesus. Why were they called Christians? They took note that they have been with Jesus. It's a goal I have. It's a goal. they ask people to write what they should put on their tomb, a man that loved God. That's all I want to be. That's all. A man that loved God like Jesus. Lift your hands one more time. Don't be tired. Say, as I take communion tonight, I want to be like you. Nothing more, nothing more. Just talk to him. Nothing more. I want your heart to cry out to him. I want to be like you. As I take communion tonight, I want to be like you. I want to think like you. I want to behave like you. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to move like you. Stamp your image on my life. Stamp your image on my life. Hey. I want to be like you, Lord. The communion table is already been arranged. Amen. But you are here tonight. You are like, Pastor, I'm not feeling freedom to take. And for some of our visitors, I mean, those coming for the site, by Blicker, Jesus offered his body and what? And his blood. Some of us, maybe in our churches, all you take is the flake. What Jesus gave them that night was what? His body and his blood. So let nobody deceive you and say they are drinking blood there. I have seen this drinking blood heal HIV. HIV was cleansed from somebody I know. And people have testified in this church of healings by the communion. So you are only being deprived by the demon who doesn't want to live. By not taking. But if you are here tonight and you just feel, I'm not worthy, I have issues I want to settle with God, lift your right hand, let me pray with you before we take the communion. Children are so loving. Before I say lift your right hand, one baby has already lifted their hands. May we be like children who are not ashamed in God's presence. Thank God for that hand. Thank God for the second hand. Don't wait for who is watching you or not. Just make yourself right. Yes. Any other person? Only two hands. Okay. Is that hand being lifted? Lift it high above your head so that I can know you are lifting it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for mercy for these ones. Let there be cleansing. Wash them. In the name of Jesus, wash them. Make them clean. In Jesus' name. Alright. So, please sit down. Let the communion be served quickly. Sister Ruth, come. Go ahead and take the communion. Hallelujah. Tomorrow's service will be dealing with something very important. The evening service is called 10 times better. If you miss that service, I don't know where you go to. What I call it? 10 times better. In the morning, we're looking at excellence. Don't miss that service. It will be an impartation that will make you above your peers. Are you hearing me? We are progressively coming to the end of the 30 days, and there will be very specific things we'll be doing to prepare us for harvest season. We're going to end